Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're looking out for love in the night so still.
Oh, welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan. He is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He bleeds small business just like you do, my friends, and just like I do. Tom, thanks again for being here. You mentioned in the last segment that, about your quarterly report, and I wanted you to, can you give us a little tour of the most recent one?
Sure. So we surveyed 1,000 small business owners over a few months, and this last index came out just in June, and I don't think it would surprise you, but the small businesses are very optimistic. We saw some very interesting results. The first is that 6 out of every 10 small business owners who we talked with were optimistic about the economics for the next year, which is very positive. About a third of the small businesses who we talked with expect to hire in the year ahead. Again, very encouraging. Mm-hmm. I think the real eye-opener for us was that the further you got away from the small business owner's place of business, the less optimistic they became. So, for mm-hmm. instance, we asked many of the small business owners what they felt about their local economy. We got close to half of them had a very favorable impression. But when we asked them about the national outlook, only 30% had a favorable outlook. So I think that does two things. One is it certainly highlights the optimism of small business. But the wake-up call for us is that we've got a long way to go before national policies truly can bolster that optimism to result in job creation and economic growth.
What if you If you allow me, I'd like to throw a couple of analytical points in there myself.
Yes, thank you.
The first
please.
Thing is that optimism you talked about was actually confidence in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And because they've been to town, this isn't their first goat roping, and they know if things don't turn out great, they're going to survive, they're going to make it. And so, you know, they've been through the ringer, and they know they can handle it. So optimism is also confidence in themselves inside their four walls. As they go farther away from themselves, especially out in the national economy, what they start seeing is the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
You're right.
And when you got record Wall Street settings, and you got and simultaneously you're having to struggle just to get 2% growth in the Main Street economy, there's a disconnect there that we don't understand. Where are the fundamentals? We're looking around, we're thinking, where are the fundamentals that justifies a 22,000 stock market, Dow Jones? Mm-hmm. And we don't see it.
Yeah, and I think what we do see is that the answers to that disconnect or the answers to national policy really do have to come from Main Street. And so we hear, I call this the magic three, regulatory reform, access to health care, and tax reform, we hope that results in a smoothing of that disconnect and so that the optimism would extend not only from themselves and their confidence in themselves, but to the stage at a national level.
Right. And when we have fiscal policies and monetary policies that allow either allow or motivate or drive the corporate America folks to do things that are misaligned with us on Main Street, those things need to be reformed. And as you say, if we could get healthcare reform, if we could get tax reform done in a way that makes corporate America corporate America makes it to their advantage to do business out here on Main Street, that's when wages will grow and the economy will grow and we'll have, you know, we'll have two, what is it, they say, a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'd love to share with you something that happened last week in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Sat down with Linda McMahon, who now heads the SBA,
yep.
And a number of small business owners.
I've been to,
one guy,
by the way, I've been to Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
It's a great place. It really is a great example of Main Streets all across the country.
Yep.
This man who owned a few Napa auto parts store really hit a home run when he explained to Linda McMahon that he is not rich, he's not a millionaire, he's an S-Corp owner.
Right.
And he wants people in Washington, D.C. to understand that tax reform will allow for him to reinvest in his own business. He's
right.
not planning on sending money to some Cayman Island bank account.
That's
he
right.
He simply needs the money to reinvest in his business. So
we're planted in the ground, Tom.
Pardon?
We're planted in the ground. We can't go anywhere.
I know. And he was so frustrated that when we talk about lowering tax rates for pass-throughs like S-Corps, that folks who don't understand thinks that there's some millionaires out there stowing all their money. And it's
right.
not that at all. It's the
That's
auto
exactly
parts
right.
owner. It's the florist. It's the Dairy Queen owner who we met
yep.
with in Uniontown as well.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Tom, I need a website for you, please.
Sure. It is smallbusinessseries.com. Tells you all you need to know about our exciting partnership with MetLife and the Chamber of Commerce's Small Business Office.
All right, so check that out, uschamber.com as well. Tom Sullivan and I, we're going to get some more out of their most recent research when we come back after these messages. It's 10 Tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.